Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the Players Platform Show. And today's guest, Matt Davis, he's kind of the trending topic of news, considering that he is making his path towards the next level. And like I said, when you think about this young man and what he's able to do, it's kind of impressive. So we're going to be talking with him and finding out, how the last few months have gone and, what he needs to do to kind of, get himself acclimated to this NFL draft process. Cause it's, like I said, it's a trying time for a lot of these young men, and it's an exciting time as well. But with that said, again, Matt Davis is going to be joining us here on the C2P, and we're going to talk a little bit about what he brings to the table and why he is a guy that is on the NFL radar, and excited again to get him on, cause he brings a lot of talent. And like I said, just talented dual threat kid. So, and like I said, we have him dialing in now. Get him in here. Sorry for the confusion. All right. We have him in the queue, and we're trying to get him to upload right now. And just so you know, later on today, we also have Fred Payne from Western Carolina, standout safety. At 4 o'clock, we have Josh Harvey Clemens, another safety at 4 o'clock, and then we have Jamari Sprinkleby, tight end at 4:30. So plenty more of prospect actions coming your way today. And like I said, a lot to get to as we get Matt Davis, the standout QB from SMMU, here on the C2P. Matt, good afternoon. We appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you prepare wholeheartedly for the next level?
Wow, man. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. But man, it's kind of surreal. It's hard to believe. I was talking to my dad about that the other day. It's just something that for your whole life you dream of being in a position to try to play at this level, and knowing that my college career is over with now, and I'm getting an opportunity to get a glimpse to just try to train and make it to that level, it's definitely a blessing. So I'm definitely trying to wrap my head around it.
Definitely, I'm sure there's a lot going on in terms of the news that broke today that you're declaring for the NFL draft, and obviously, you're moving forward on your career. I'm curious, so let's go way back when you're a young kid. I mean, if you were playing Pop Warner or Pee Wee, were you that athletically gifted kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns a game?
Yes, sir. I had a pretty good little league career, but I was more so of a late bloomer. My mom, I didn't play till I was about maybe like 9 or 10. I know some kids play when they're like 5 or 6. My mom was afraid I was gonna get hurt. And I was also a little afraid of contact when I was young. So I only ran the ball if I was going towards the sideline. And as I got older, I was always a little bit thicker than some of the kids, a little bigger. So, but over time, it just kind of came natural. And, I played. I was a baseball player and basketball player, but my brother played football. So I stuck with football, and I've had the opportunity to. It took me a good amount so far.
It definitely has. Once again, Matt Davis, the standout SMU quarterback here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show with Matt, you always can know you can check it out at iTunes, at the Players Platform Show, and Blog Talk Radio as well. For you, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school? I mean, I know you went to A&M, and I shouldn't say you got lost in the shuffle, but, you go the JUCO route. Kind of just talk about, high school and what other schools were looking at you, and I guess what other positions. Did everybody look at you solely as a quarterback?
Absolutely. Yeah, in high school, I was pretty highly recruited. I got a majority of my offers my sophomore year. I was originally going to go to Auburn and go there. That was when Coach Chizik and Coach Malzahn was there, and that was a pretty good fit, and, just kind of prayed about it and started thinking about more and decided I wanted to stay a little closer to home. So I ended up going to Texas A&M and got to be around a great group of guys there in that quarterback group with Johnny Manziel, Jameel Showers, and Matt Jokel. Got to learn a lot from those older guys. Redshirted the first year. That's when We went really well. We did really well. We went 11-2, and won in the Cotton Bowl. And then after that, kind of went through spring ball, summer training, went through majority of camp. Just kind of felt a tug on my heart from God to go in a different direction. I didn't know where I wanted to transfer to. So I went to the junior college route, to Tyler Junior College, and got on the grind there and did pretty well there. Got some offers late. A lot of people didn't think I could leave until the following December. So majority of my offers were after the next season, but I wanted to leave after 1 year. And SMU offered me, and I prayed about it, jumped on it, came here, and I kind of have put my road to SMU.
Definitely. And like I said, the rest of this history is you kind of prepare for this next level. And obviously, you know, this, I think the last year, I mean, you know, getting injured, having to sit out this last year, obviously that brings you to the forefront of entering the draft. I mean, frustration at first. I mean, when you first get the injury, knowing that so much is riding on such an important season, I mean, I guess, what did you learn from it, Matt?
I mean, frustration, definitely. I think it's more so kind of disappointment and hurt. You know, like you said, you know, you work so hard for an opportunity like that, and then to think that, you know, it's kind of like it's almost you have to sit and watch. But I think I just learned, you know, a lot of mental toughness. You know, really thinking about that, having
definitely
to sit there and encourage a team. I think it did nothing but better me, though, as a leader, as a man. I got to grow up a lot, and a lot of time to think and just grow, you know, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And being able to be that leader on the team, even though I'm not physically playing with them, can still lead them on the field and off. So I traveled every game. I was at every meeting if I wasn't in physical therapy. And so, you know, I think it really helped me as far as from a leader aspect.
Definitely, and that's excellent stuff to know. I mean, traveling all the games and being in all the meetings, that shows team dedication, team-oriented leadership there. Let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies. I mean, obviously, everybody woke up today. You were kind of the trendy news topic that, you know, you found out that, hey, you know what, or at least we found out that you're heading to this next level. I mean, Pro Day's coming up. I'm sure you're going to have visits. I'm sure you've talked to teams, or the people who represent you have. I mean, just kind of talk about your mindset and, you know, moving forward and how excited you are to get, you know, get going to Pro Day.
Man, I'm so excited. I can't even explain it. It's like I said, it's a dream. And so I'm working super hard, as hard as I can, trying to put myself in the best position. And my mindset is I'm really just trying to go out there for Pro Day and show the scouts that, one, that my knee is fine, my knee is stable, and I'm moving great on it, just as good or better than before. And secondly is that I can make all the throws that they want us to make, that they want us to be able to make at the next level. So I've been really working hard on that, you know, transitioning from, you know, playing in the spread offense majority of my life, of showing that I can get under center, do the threes, fives, and sevens, and make all the throws that I need to be able to make. And so just going out there and just, you know, having fun and just helping my other guys that's doing the Pro Day with me, just trying to help lead them and let us go out with a bang in there and just try to give us the best shot to go to the next level.
Excellent. So, I mean, in terms, I mean, you're 100% ready? I mean, no setbacks?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm good. Yes, sir. I'm doing really well.
Okay. Nice. And, you know, that's what we want to hear. And I ask all the guys that come on the show, Matt, I mean, if we put you in the film room with some scouts right now, they're breaking down your game tape. I mean, what are the qualities, what are the hallmark abilities that you bring to the quarterback position that you think they're going to take as notice of and kind of fall in love with?
Absolutely. I think one thing is that I'm a competitor. I'm a leader. I try my best to be vocal and an action leader, for sure. But I think it's just my ability to make plays. I think that, you know, I think I can throw the ball well. I think I can run the ball pretty well, good as well. And I think that I don't look at myself as an athlete playing quarterback. I look at myself as an athletic quarterback, being able to throw the ball and being a true quarterback, but also being able to get out and make some plays when things are needed. And so I think that's one thing that I'm hoping that the scouts still take notice of and is to my advantage.
Nice. And you are really, I mean, sincerely getting some real interest from NFL teams. I mean, what's that like, knowing that these guys are taking notice of you?
I mean, it's a blessing. You know, like I said, I prayed for this for so long. And I actually walked out of the facility yesterday, you know, just thinking of everything, because everything's been a really quick turnaround. Like you said, I've been getting a good amount of interest from a lot of ball clubs. And
it's crazy to think that, you know, you're playing these with these teams on Madden when you're young, and you're watching the teams on Sundays, and now these teams are calling and asking about you. And so it's just it's nothing short of a blessing, and I'm so blessed. I'm so happy to be in this position. And I think, you know, the team that I'm working with, Team Sports, with Scott, Matt, and Daniel, and those guys are really doing a great job in helping me out. And so I'm just excited for the journey to see what God has next.
Definitely. And I mean, does anything go unnoticed? And I asked this question because I know scouts listen to the show. We pass it off to the coaches and scouts we know. I mean, besides what they see on film, what are those qualities? I mean, leadership qualities, I think you mentioned that. Could be game film study as well. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the characteristics that these guys need to know about that goes a long way to getting you drafted?
Yeah, I think leadership is really big. You know, I try to be a guy that people want in their locker room, and not on the field, of course, but one of the guys that they want in the locker room and that they can trust to be in there and holding guys accountable and trying to just make the team the best it can be as people too. And I know that we're all working to become better men each and every day. And I would definitely try to be a leader in that aspect. I think I have a great work ethic. I try to work my butt off, definitely try to be better today than I was yesterday, but not as good as I will be tomorrow. And I think just trying to be strong in my faith and just trying to be an example. I think those are the things that don't necessarily show up on the field all the time. And just knowing how to relate to your players. I know that everybody's different. I feel like I'm pretty good at communicating with people, and I feel like as a quarterback, that's one of the greatest things that you can do is know how to make your team want to play, not only for you but with you, and support you and encourage you and just be there for you and you be there for them. So I think that's a quality that I bring.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Matt Davis, the SMU quarterback here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft. Again, if you miss any of this show in its entirety with Matt, you can always check it out on iTunes at the Players Platform Show and Blog Talk Radio as well. We have a little bit of time left, but, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody at the quarterback position, or do you kind of say, hey, you know, this guy at the next level, what I kind of do is kind of how I think I can be?
I don't know if I've heard any comparisons from other people. I think, you know, I like those guys. You know, I'm not 6'5" like some of these other guys, but you know, I think Russell Wilson's great. I love Aaron Rodgers is one of my favorite quarterbacks. I like Tyrod Taylor a lot, those guys right there, you know, can definitely spin the ball really well. They're mobile, and so, you know, but I just want to try to be the best that I can be. You know, those guys are perfecting their craft. But I feel like I can take something from every quarterback and every player in the NFL in general. So I just want to try to be the best Matt that I can be, and try to take a little bit from these guys and from their swagger, from their work ethic to their mechanics, and just try to dabble in that and try to be the best that I can be with it.
Definitely, and a great response, mate. Great response, and like I said, excited to know that you're 100% ready to go, and knowing that you got some eyes watching you, I think helps put some validation in the hard work that you've done, and then it's an exciting time for you. Before we let you go, we always like to throw some off the wall, lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. All right. Now, any game day superstitions?
Well, I usually choose, I'm very, very, I don't like to say superstitious, but I like to say routine. And so whatever song or something like that, whatever song I decide I'm going to listen to before the game, that's the first song I always listen to when I get on the bus or when I get in the locker room. It's just like I'm really strategic about the playlist and the order of what I do. In high school, I always used to eat the same meal the night before the game. I used to eat Popeyes the night before the game, but I've got my nutritionist. She wasn't too happy about that. So at our school, so I had to eat something a little bit more healthy. But you know, that's one of my things. I know I'll find something else here. So.
Excellent stuff. And head coach Chad Morris, does anybody on the team do a great impersonation of him? And if they would they do it in front of him?
Well, I was actually the impersonation guy, and. I did it in front of him a few times, a lot of times, but more so when he's not around. But once he kind of walked up behind me when I was doing it, so. But he couldn't run me because I was hurt. So, you know.
Excellent stuff. And Oh, that's awesome. And this particular question, Matt, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. It seems like you guys might take a little bit more time in the response. Female celebrities. Matt Davis could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to invite to dinner?
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I do have to take some time on that. man, there's so many beautiful celebrities. I don't even know. I might have to get back to you on that one, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can just pinpoint one. I think I don't know.
It's a hard one.
I don't know. I'm,
like I said, yeah. I get all the names. I got my first. That's fine. And then the final question, man, before we let you get back to training and get prepared for this next level. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints the cleats and shoes that you wear. If you got to have any theme or idea on your cleats, what would you want on those?
Man, I think the theme that I would have is I've always my favorite Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 15:10, and it says starts out by saying, "But by His grace." And so by His grace has always been kind of like my theme and my three words that I always think back to and go to, because God's been so great to me in my lifetime, to all of us. And so by His grace, I had that on the back of my cleats. You know, Nike ID, they did like some custom-made cleats when I was in high school. So I got that on the back of my cleats. And that's when I really kind of broke out onto the scene my sophomore year. So if I could have anything, I think that's what somehow, in some way, I'm not too creative. They would say by His grace on them some way, somehow, in a creative way. I leave that'll be my theme. I leave the creative stuff up to them. I can't draw at all.
Excellent. That's excellent, man. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. It'll give you the desire of the heart. And I think obviously the path you've gone is definitely doing that for yourself, Matt. Hey, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man. We can't wait to find out how Pro Day goes for you and, you know, put some sizzle on that ball, my man.
Thank you so much. Y'all be blessed as well. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Matt Davis, the standout SMU quarterback here on the C2P. And you got to love the intangible that this kid brings to the table. I mean, he's a dual threat kid, and he said it earlier in the show, he's just a quarterback who happens to be athletic. And I kind of take that to heart as well. I mean, a lot of guys are athletic. You know, we talk a lot about John Ross, the receiver from Washington who ran the 4.2. And there's a lot of guys who are fast that play receiver, but he happens to be a receiver who runs fast. And I think that kind of coincides with what you see in Matt is he's a quarterback. He just happens to be very athletic. Again, if you want more of this show, iTunes Players Platform Show, and obviously at Blog Talk Radio. As always, we thank you for listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.